Today's daf is tet, but we're about a daf behind, so we're gonna be doing daf chet today, Bezat Hashem. Let me just jump onto the Zoom very quickly. We left off at the top of Zayin Amud Bet. I think it's like the sixth line, if I'm not mistaken. So we're talking about if someone went and checked the nest Erev Yom Tov. And on Erev Yom Tov, he saw that there was no chicks. And then he came the next morning. And the next morning, he saw that there were chicks. So he came like before Alot HaShachar. So the Gemara said that we can tie it in. That one Baraita said it was talking about that it happened before Yom Tov. And so the egg is mutar. Oh, the Zoom's not working. If a doctor asks in the chat, maybe just text him that it's not working. And the other Baraita said that you're not allowed to eat it. One said you are, one said you're not. So we said the one that says you're not, he said it's talking about safna me'ara. So we're about the fifth line from the top. So the one says Mari Iriya Badak. Why does it have to say specifically that he checked the nest? Ki lo badak nami. Why can't we say that even if he did not check the nest, that even so, okay, so you can just assume that it happened at night, and so therefore it would be asur. Right, so the Gemara says, "Ki lo badak ema me'etmol havai." Right, so if you did not check the nest, then we could say that it was probably from yesterday. And so, if it was from yesterday, then it would be mutar because it was born before Yom Tov. So it says, "Ihache." If that's the case, then ki badak nami. Even if you did check, ema yatzar ruba v'chazrahi. Maybe we can say that majority of it came out right before Yom Tov, and then went back in, and then on Yom Tov it came out fully, and we know. And like Rabbi Yochanan, the opinion that we saw in the previous Amud, that if an egg comes out majority and goes back in, it would be as if it came out entirely. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan lo shachiyach. The case of Rabbi Yochanan, of an egg coming out majority of the way and then going back in, is not a common case for us to worry for. And so therefore, he did not worry for that opinion. Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Sha'ul Amarav, ay tuma shachikah sakanta l'giluyah. If you have this crushed up type of garlic, it's like a liquid garlic, it sounds like. If you have this type of liquid garlic, it is a danger for galui. Gilui is basically if you leave a drink open overnight. Back then they had snakes, matsui. So the snake would go and drink from the open liquid and would leave venom in the liquid, and it was very dangerous because it was poisonous. I don't know if we have snakes today, but at the same point, they had these gezerot, so he says you should not leave an open jar of garlic. Okay, okay. Now we're jumping back into our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, in the second part of the Mishnah, we said Seor Bekazayit, and Beit Shammai said Chametz Bekakotevet. Right? We understood the Mishnah talking about what's the Isur of eating. Right? We said the Isur of eating Seor, growing or it's a yeast type of food that's not exactly Chametz. We said it was Bekazayit according to Beit Shammai, but the Chametz is a kakotevet, is a date size. But then he said Beit Hillel said no, both of them are Kazayit. So we thought it was talking about eating. So now Gemara is going to try to figure it out. My time, my Beit Shammai. What's the reason of Beit Shammai? Imken, lichtov rachmanach. So Beit Shammai basically answered. He said, if it's the case, like how you're saying, Beit Hillel, that both of them are Kazayit, lichtov, we're about like 10 lines in. Lichtov rachmana, Chametz, velo baye seor. He says, you could just talk about in the Torah chametz, and you don't even need to speak about seor. Va'ana amena, and I would tell you, uma chametz she'ein chimotzo kasheh, what, just like chametz, who doesn't have it's not a leavening type of food. So it says, and still what? We say, bekazayit, it's still asur with a kazayit, seor she'chimotzo kasheh, lo kol she'ken. With seor, that it is a leavening food, it's a yeast, so it is exactly that.
It's a starting yeast.
Yeah, it's a starting yeast. So we would say how much more so that would be asur bekazayit. We wouldn't even need the Torah to tell us both. Or we say not to have seor in your house, not to have chametz in your house. So why does it need to mention both? What am I saying? So it says seor dichtav rachmana lamali. Why does the Torah even have to say about seor? Lomar lach shiuro shel ze lo kishiuro shel ze. What am I saying? Because the shiur of seor is not the same as the shiur of chametz. We would have learned out of kal v'chomer otherwise. Since it wrote both, we learn out the shiurs are not the same. So how does Beit Hillel learn? Because the Beit Hillel tzrichi, Beit Hillel needed it. Why? Dika de rachmana se'or. If the Torah would have written se'or only, havamena mishum dechimutzo kashet, I would have thought that it's asur. Why? Because it's chimutz, it's kashet. It's a leavening processed food. It has leavening properties. Whereas, aval chametz, de'ein chimutzo kashet, emalo, I would have thought chametz does not have that same application, and so chametz wouldn't, meaning chametz would be mutar, technically. He's saying, that's what I would have thought. So tzuricha, that's why we needed it to write both. V'katav rachmana chametz, if it wrote chametz only, mishum dera'oi la'achila, because chametz is fit for eating. Aval se'or is she'in ra'oi la'achila, I'm alone, but I would have thought that se'or, since it's not even fit for eating yet, I would have thought you don't have to worry about it. So that's why the Torah wrote both. Tzuricha. That's how Beit Hillel would explain, and still it's same shi'ur. It's not two different shi'urim. Okay, so what is Beit Shammai? Beit Shammai, Leilu de Rabbi Zera. Does Rabbi Shammai not hold of the opinion of Rabbi Zera? The Amar Rabbi Zera. Because Rabbi Zera says, Patacha Ketuv B'Seor. The Pasuk started with Seor. V'Siem B'Chametz. And finished with Chametz. Lomar Lach, Zeu Seor, Zeu Chametz. Okay? So it says, clearly you see, that Rabbi Zera says that it's the same measurement of Seor, same measurement of Chametz. Why the Pasuk started with Seor, ended with Chametz? Actually, I think it started with chametz, ended with seor, but seor lo yimatze batechem. Okay, kol ochel machmetz. Okay, he's learning from that pasuk. Okay, that's what Rashi sounds like. Right. So it's two pasukim. There's one pasuk about the eating, and there's another pasuk about the biur. So now the Gemara answers. It says no. So it's not that he doesn't uphold the Rabbi Zera. It says leinyan achila kule alma lo pligi. According to eating, everyone agrees. No one's disagreeing with regard to eating. Everyone says, yes, it's kazayit. Right? What are they arguing on? Ki pligi le'inan bi'ur. We're arguing with regards to burning. Beit Shammai safri lo yalfinan bi'ur ma'achila. Beit Shammai learn out that you don't learn burning from eating. Beit Hillel safri yalfinan bi'ur ma'achila. Beit Hillel say you do learn burning from eating. So, essentially, we're talking about what's asur for what you have left in your house. Right? So, Beit Shammai would say that se'or is a kazayit left in your house is asur. Beit Hillel would say, both of them are kazayit. Beit Shammai would say, chametz is a kakotevet. So that's the difference with regards to biur. With regards to achila, they both agree that it's with kazayit. Itmar name, Amar bi Yosef bar Chanina, machloket linan biur. He says the machloket is with biur, the burning. Aval linan achila, devir akol zeve zeve kazayit. But with regards to eating, both agree, person's chayav when he eats a kazayit of either. Tanem me'achi, bright just like this. V'lo yira, see, this is what I was talking about. This is the burning. So in the burning part, it says chametz first. V'lo yira lecha seor. V'lo yirei lecha chametz. Sorry, it's the other way around. Lo yirei lecha chametz, v'lo yirei lecha se'or. Zeo machloket shebin Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. This is machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. Shebin Beit Shammai amirim se'or v'kazayit v'chametz v'kakot eved. It's talking about burning. So Beit Shammai say se'or is a kazayit, chametz with a kakot eved. Beit Hillel amirim se'or is a kazayit, and Beit Hillel would say both are kazayit. So when the Mishnah said, Beit Shammai amirim se'or v'kazayit v'chametz v'kakot eved. Beit Hillel amirim se'or is a kazayit. It's not talking about eating. It's talking about burning. It's talking about what's asur of owning during Pesach. That's what it's referring to. Why did we bring this in the Mishnah? Because this is one of the three things that Beit Shammai was lenient, Beit Hillel was machmir. We had the three things. Even though it has nothing to do with Beitza. Then the next thing the Mishnah brought was Hashochet Chayav Of B'Yom Tov. Someone who slaughters a Chayan Of. There's a lot of, Iyun you can do on that first Tosfot on the Masechet. Anytime the Gemara starts out, Hashochet, Ha. The shochet, the person who slaughters, it sounds like it's a bedi'avad situation. If you slaughtered. Not like, okay, once you slaughtered, like, sounds like once you slaughtered, this is what you should do. So the Gemara asks, Hashochet, di'avad, yin lechatchila lo? Sounds like shochet is bedi'avad, not lechatchila. She says, Eima sefer, go to the end of the Mishnah. Beit Hillel amrim, lo yishchot. Beit Hillel says, you should not slaughter. Miklal, ditana kamasa var yishchot. If Beit Hillel is disagreeing with Beit Shammai, so it sounds like Beit Shammai is saying you can slaughter. So it can't be that it's bedi'avad. There's a halakashya. What did Beit Hillel mean? Lo yishchot v'chaseh ka'amar. You should not slaughter and cover. So it's eim ha'seifa. Right, go to the end. Umodim shim shachat she'achbor b'deker v'chaseh. It says, and they agree. Yeah. He says, "Umodim shim shachat sheyachbor b'deker v'chaseh." But Beit Hillel agrees that if you slaughtered, that you should, if you have a shovel in the ground, you should dig some of the dirt and you should cover the blood. Miklal deresha. What is that telling us? That the initial part, lav di'avad hu, is not b'di'avad. So clearly, he's proving that Beit Shammai was not saying b'di'avad. Use the language hashoched, but it could have said shoched also. It wasn't a thing. Lav di'avad hu. Okay. Amar Rabba. This is what I meant to say. If you have someone who comes to slaughter, and he asks you what to do. He wants his lawyer on your top, he asks you what to do. So this is what you should tell him. Beit Shammai Amrim, Omerlo Shechot Chafor Vikase. He said, Beit Shammai says, slaughter, dig, and cover. Beit Hillel Amrim, Lo Yishchot, Eleim Ken Hayalo Afar Mechan Mevad Yom. You should not slaughter unless you had prepared dirt from before Yom Tov. Rav Yosef Amar, Yosef says, Hachika Amar. This is what you should say. HaShochet Shabali Manech Ketzad Omerlo. What should you say to the guy who asks for how he should slaughter on Yom Tov? Beit Shammai Amrim, Omerlo, Lech Chafor Shechot v'kaseh. So he says he switches up the different. He says Rav Yosef switches up the order a little bit. He says, "Dig, slaughter, and then cover." Rabba said, "You should slaughter, dig, and then cover." We're going to see what the difference is between them. Beit Hillel omrim lo yishchot elayim ken hayelo afar mechan mevad yom. Beit Hillel said only if you had prepared dirt from before Yom Tov. Amar le Abaye Rav Yosef. Abaye says to Rav Yosef, "Lema mor." Abaye was Rav Yosef's main student. I think the Gemara talks about in different places with regards to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, he got sick at one point and he forgot all of his Torah learning. And Abaye was his main student. It's actually interesting. Okay, it's too much for this point. But he said, Amar la Abaye la Rav Yosef, maybe more, lema more, verba, ber bizera, amarav, kamifligitu. Let's say that my master, you know, Rav Yosef, and Rabba are arguing on what Rabbi Zera said in the name of Rav. What did he say? Amar bizera, amarav, hashochet tzarech sheiten afar lemata, afar lemala. Someone who slaughters has to put dirt under the blood and dirt on top of the blood. It says that when you slaughter the animal and you pour the blood and you cover it be'afar, in afar, in dirt. Afar lo ne'amar, doesn't say afar, ela be'afar, in dirt. That's showing us that you have to put dirt on the bottom, dirt on the top. How is that going to this machloket? Rabba said just slaughter, then put dirt on top. You dig and put dirt and cover the dirt. And cover the blood, sorry. Rav Yosef said, no, dig first, put dirt on the bottom, then slaughter, and then cover the dirt, the blood on top of the dirt. Halakha, what we do today, if you ever see Shechita Adon, what they do is they always try to put the dirt on the bottom. If you ever see Rabbi Ben Chaim before Yom Kippur and stuff, he does the chickens, he does it by the dirt. He pours the blood on the dirt, that's Afar Lemata, and you take the dirt and you put it on top, Afar Lemata. So you do both Afar Lemata and Afar Lemata. Okay. So he said, huh?
He only said bracha when he put it on top.
Right. Because they haven't finished, he didn't do the Gemara Mitzvah yet. So he says now, so maybe let's say that more is arguing in Rabbi Zera's opinion. So he says, the more eat later Rabbi Zera, you hold of Rabbi Zera, Rabba later Rabbi Zera, and Rabba does not hold of Rabbi Zera. Amar Leh, he responded, Bein li didi u bein Rabba, eat land Rabbi Zera. No, we both hold the opinion of Rabbi Zera. Ve'acha behaka mefigina. This is what we're arguing on. Rabba savar, i'ika afar lemata in, ila la. Rabba holds that if there is dirt under, you should slaughter. And if not, you should not slaughter. Chayshinan, dima mamlich velo shachit. Why? We're afraid that if there's no dirt, what's going to happen? You're going to take some dirt, you're going to move dirt, which is a sur, and you would end up changing your mind and say, you know what, I don't want to slaughter at the end. And so you move dirt for no reason. You're metatel shelo letzarech. So that's what he says, I'm worried only that you're only allowed to if there's already dirt there. Right? Ulididi, and according to me, ha'adifa, it's better to actually, that we should not make this kind of gezerah, meaning you can, even if there's no dirt there, you can take dirt and put it under there. If you don't permit it, you're going to end up, you know, taking away from someone's simcha of Yom Tov. He's not going to end up slaughtering an animal. He's going to lose out on some simcha. And so therefore, I permit it. Okay? Now the Mishnah said, the Mishnah said, and we agree, Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai agree, that if you slaughtered, they should dig with a shovel and cover the blood. Amar bizrika, Amar v'yuda, v'shiyesh lo deker na'utz mibod yom. He says you have to have a shovel in the dirt from before Yom Tov. That's what it seems like the halacha is also. V'haka avit ketisha, the Gemara asks. The Gemara says, but you're grinding. You're breaking the dirt. How are you allowed to do that on Yom Tov? Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashe, Amar Rav, V'afar tichowa. He says, no, it's talking about already crushed dirt. V'haka avit guma. He says, but you're making a hole. And here's the interesting discussion, what the Isur is over here, making a hole. Rashi says, it's chaya mishu binyan. The person would be liable for building, according to Rashi. So he says, it's the opinion of Rabbi Abba. The Amar Rabbi Abba, Chofer Guma b'Shabbat, v'ino tzarech edad afar. Ah, patur aleya. If someone digs a hole on Shabbat, and he only needs the dirt that comes out of it, he doesn't need the actual hole itself. He just needs the dirt. He's patur aval asur. He's only asur midarabanan. Yeah, you don't need right. So it wouldn't be the isur of building a hole. I mean, it's still an isur darabanan. So the question is, why would it be allowed over here if it's still asur? That's what Tosfot asks. Tosfot said, if it's patur aval asur still, why are you allowed to do it? Says Yesh Lomar Mishum Simchat Yom Tov Mutar. Afil Lechatchila. Tosfot says because it's Simchat Yom Tov, we permitted even Lechatchila because of the isur darabanan. So that's what. So the Mishnah is talking about, it has to be crushed dirt, and it has to be a shovel in the ground. That's what the Mishnah was referring to. Now the Gemara continues with that last part of the Mishnah. But just remember the opinion of Rabbi Abba. We're going to go back to that. That Chofer leGuma ve'ino tzarech edad afar is patur. Now it says She'efer kira muchanu. Our Mishnah said because Beit Hillel agrees because efer kira, the ashes of the oven from the coals and the woods are muchan, are considered prepared from erev yom tov. So the Gemara says efer kira man dekar shmei. Who mentioned anything about ashes of an oven? You jumped into a random topic. So he says, "Amar Abba hachi kamar." This is what it meant to say in the Mishnah. Ve efer kira muchanu. Not that the dirt of the ashes of the oven is ready. It's and the ashes of the oven is ready. Meaning, if someone had ashes from erev yom tov of the oven, you can use those ashes to mechase the dam to cover the blood. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav lo shanu ela shusach from erev yom tov. When do we say you can use those? Only if it was lit from erev yom tov. If it was shusach yom tov, asur. But if it was lit on yom tov, it's asur. If you're able to roast an egg still, even if it was roasted on Yom Tov, if it was turned on Yom Tov, if you're still able to roast an egg, it says mutar, you're allowed to. Tanin amayachi, we have a brayta just like this. Kshamro efer kira muchanu, when we said that efer kira, the ashes of an oven is prepared for covering the blood, meaning it has to be something that's prepared. It can't be said you're not allowed to move dirt. If you want to use something that was mukteh, you have to set it aside before Shabbat or before Yom Tov. So he's saying, for when we said that Efer Kira was Mukhan, when did we say that? Lo Amro Ela Shusak Me'erv Yom Tov. We only said that when it was lit from Erev Yom Tov. Aval Husak Be'Yom Tov Asur. If you did it on Yom Tov, it's Asur. V'imra Oy Le'tzot Abreitza Mutar. But if it's still fit to roast an egg, it's still that hot, it would still be permitted. Right? So Rashi says, Shiyesh Adayin Remecham. It still has some, coals, some heat from the roasting. So it's still, your mind is on it. You didn't set it aside from your mind.
It's usable.
Still usable, right? Now the Gemara says, "Hichnis afar leginato lechurvato." If you brought in dirt to your garden to take care of the needs for fertilization and stuff, or the churvato, or your how do you say in English, the it's like how does it word over there?
It says wasteland.
Wasteland. You need it to put over. They use dirt in certain instances for types of fertilization, and it helped in many instances in the ground and for different things. They would use dirt to cover a baby's poop so the baby wouldn't get dirty. They would use dirt for all kominei dvarim. So it says either for the garden or for the wasteland. It says mutar lechasod bo. You're allowed to use that. If you brought it in for those reasons, you can use it to mechase the dam, to cover the blood. V'amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, machnis adam malek upato afar, v'oseh bako tzarko. Person can take in a junk of or a box of dirt before Yom Tov, and he can do all of his needs with it, whatever he needs to do. He can set it aside and use it for whatever he needs. He says, but you have to set it aside in a corner. You have to specifically set it aside in a corner for it to be used for any purpose. So it needs its own corner. Also, I think back then, what the chidush is here is like, okay, of course, if you take in a thing of dirt, why do you need a corner? The houses weren't like wood or concrete. They had like dirt houses also. The floor was dirt. So if you just left a bucket of dirt or a cup of dirt on the side, it would look like it's batel to the ground. So you have to set it in a corner that has its own chashivut, so that way you're able to use it for whatever you need. Now the Gemara says, Meitive. We have a contradiction. So it says, we have something that's called, okay, just to give a quick introduction of Kisui Adam, for covering blood, anything that's, there's a difference between Chaya, Behema. So the Chaya requires covering the blood. A Behema is not required. Right? Also, Behema has different Chalavim, different fats that are not allowed to be eaten, have to be removed. Chayas are allowed to be eaten, if you understand what's what. Now, there's something called a koi. A koi is a safek behema, safek chaya. We don't know what he is, if he's a behema or if he's a chaya, which type of animal he is. So we don't know if he needs to be covered the blood or not. So what does the Gemara say?
Safek do'aita, huh?
So let's see. So the Gemara says, Meitive, we have a contradiction. It says, Koi, sorry, lost my spot. Koi, ain't shachatin adom yom tov. You have a koi, this safek beyama safek chaya, you shouldn't slaughter it on yom tov. Vim shachato, and if you slaughtered it, vim shachatu, ain't mechasin adamo, you don't cover the blood. Okay, now he says, Vim ita, and if it's the case, like what you were saying, right, that, you know, Rabbi Yehuda tried to say that efer, if you bring in afar from outside and you leave it on the side, it's ready for all of your needs. Why can't you just use that? He says, "Vim ita the chasiya keder Rabbi Yehuda, just cover it like Rabbi Yehuda said. You can use the Rabbi Yehuda dirt." L'tamich, he responded to him, according to you, the chasiya efer kira ubedeker naut. You can cover it with if you have a efer kira, if you have the ashes from the oven, or if you have a shovel in the ground, you can use one of those. So what are you saying, that there's no way it could be permitted? Of course it can be permitted. Even you agree to this. Says ela de leitle. He says no, he doesn't even have those. So he says okay, achinami de leitle. So too, he doesn't have Rav Yehuda's dirt, the dirt that he brought in on the side. So he says yache my iria safek. So if that's the case, why do you specifically talk about a safek animal? Afilo vaday namilo, even a animal that's 100% a chaya, yeah, that requires covering the blood. We should also say that you wouldn't be able to cover the blood because you don't have. It says lomi baya kamar. No, it's a case of it didn't need to say. This is a concept. It's called it didn't need to say. What does that mean? Lomi baya vaday. They don't even need to mention a vaday chaya. Delo lishchot, that you should not slaughter it because you don't have. Aval safek, but if it's a safek chaya. Maybe we'd say, according to Simchat Yom Tov, that maybe you could slaughter it, but you won't cover the blood right now, you'll cover the blood after. Right? So he's saying that essentially it's a safek if it needs to be covered or not, so don't do it on Yom Tov. And if you do it, don't cover the blood, wait till after the Yom Tov to cover the blood. Now, we're afraid if you do it on Yom Tov, maybe the people will get mixed up with this animal and other animals and stuff like that, and they may come to eat this animal. So he says, that's not the case. We would have thought that that's why we said for safek that you should be able, you may be able to slaughter. That no, you can't even slaughter that. And the Gemara says, "Vamik dekani seifa, midekatani seifa, vim shachatu in mechasin adamo." That it says in the end of the Braita that if you slaughtered it, that you don't cover the blood. So what does that show us? Miklal deitla yaskinan. That shows us that he has dirt. How can you tell me that if you slaughter, don't cover the blood? What are you covering the blood with? You said we don't have dirt. That was the case. Clearly we have dirt. If he slaughters, he has dirt to cover with. So it can't be what you're talking about. Ela amar rabba, efer kira mukhan levadai, vein mukhan lesafek. So it says, efer kira, you have ashes from an oven, is considered prepared for a 100% chaya animal, but it's not considered prepared for a safek and a safek chaya. So Gemara says, lesafek maitamalo, for a safek animal, why is it not prepared? Dekavit guma, because you're making a hole. You're making a hole in the ground when you dig the dirt. So what's the obvious question? It says, Vaday nami kavit guma. Also for a vaday animal, you're making a guma on the ground. According to Rashi earlier, it's a problem of building. So you're making a hole in the ground. It's asur for a vaday chaya also. So he says, Ela kad Rabbi Abba. No, it's like Rabbi Abba. That if you're digging, and you only need for the afar, we said earlier, that you're patur. And because of Simchat Yotov, Tosfot said you're mekel. So it's achinami. Also in the case of the vaday, kad Rabbi Abba. It's also for, you can say the opinion of Rabbi Abba. So what's the reason safek we don't do it? Dilma avid ketisha, because maybe you're gonna grind the dirt when you dig. What's the simple question?
Same thing
for vaday. Says vaday nami nigzor mishum ketisha. Why don't we also make a gzera for vaday chaya, for sure chaya? Vaday ki kavid ketisha ate ase vadache et lo taase. No, a vaday animal, a vaday chaya that requires blood being covered. When you're doing ketisha, when you're grinding or you're breaking the dirt to which is asur, but you're fulfilling a mitzvah at it. You're taking the dirt that you grinded and now you're putting it on the blood, so you're fulfilling a mitzvah. So ate ase vedache lo taase. A positive commandment will come and push away this negative commandment of grinding. So it says, Ema da amrina, so now the Gemara says, but let's say that we only say ate ase vedache lo taase, that an ase, a positive commandment, will push off a negative commandment. Kigon mila b'tzara'at. If someone has tzara'at, and they do a brit mila, you're not allowed to cut it off, but he cuts it off while he's doing the brit mila. He fulfilled the mitzvah while doing the negative commandment. Sh'ate ase v'dachi lo ta'ase. Over there it happens at the exact same time. Or iname, or a different case, sadin b'tzitzit, or someone who's wearing shatnez in his tzitzit. So he's fulfilling the mitzvah, but while he's doing an isur, the negative commandment. Sh'ate ase v'dachi lo ta'ase. This is the ba'idan dekam me'aker lav, that at the time where you're breaking the negative, kamokim la'ase, you're fulfilling the positive. But hacha, but in this case, ba'idan dekam me'aker lav, when you're breaking the dirt to take the dirt, lo kamokim ase, You're not covering it while you're breaking the dirt. You first break the dirt, you do the isur, and then you take the dirt and you cover the blood. So it's the lo taseh first, and then the aseh. So how can you say this? She says, halakasha, this is not difficult. Devehadi de katish ka mechaseh. She says, no, while you're breaking the dirt, you picked up a big junk, and then while you're breaking it on the blood. You're breaking it on the blood, so you're fulfilling the mitzvah while doing the negative. She says, ate aseh vedache lo taseh. So he says, sof, but at the end of the day, yom tov aseh, yom tov is a positive, has a positive commandment, ve'lo ta'asehu, and has a negative commandment. Ve'in aseh, doche ed lo ta'aseh, ve'aseh, and an aseh of covering the blood doesn't come and break the aseh and lo ta'aseh of Yom Tov. Now, what are we talking about? I think one is lishbot. Yeah, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, be'yom harishon shabbaton, demashma shevut. Right, so there's one aspect of tishbot, which is, in essence,
you cannot dash.
And then, huh?
So you cannot guy.
But I think it's saying this is the positive, right? It's saying aseh ve'lo ta'aseh. He's saying the positive it's tishbot, and the negative would be breaking the dirt, essentially. So you have the covering the blood would not override an aseh and a lo ta'aseh in this case. So you have the lo ta'aseh of breaking the dirt, and you have the aseh of tishbot. So there's two over one. So he says, Yom tov aseh ve'lo ta'aseh ve'en aseh doche et lo ta'aseh ve'aseh el amar Rava. Rava says efer kira muchan efer kira da'ato levadai. When you have ashes from an oven, his mindset is on a vadai animal, a for sure animal. But he says ve'en da'ato le'safek, but that's not your mindset when you have that is not on a safek animal. Ve'az da'Rava le'ta'amen, Rava goes according to his reasoning. Da'amar Rava, that Rava says hichnis afar le'chasot botza'ah, if you took in dirt to cover a baby's poop, mutar lechasod bo dam tzipor, you're allowed to cover the blood of a bird. Dam tzipor, but if you did it to cover the blood of a bird, for a vadai, asur lechasod bo tzah, you're not allowed to cover the poop. This is Rava's reasoning, that if you take it in to cover, you don't know, is the baby going to poop, he's not going to poop, what's going to happen? So you don't know for sure, but still you bring in dirt, so you can cover it. If you cover it for the poop, you're also allowed to cover it for the bird. So too over here, the mindset of the efer kira, of the oven ashes, of the ashes of the oven, you're allowed to cover them for a vadai animal, but you're not allowed to cover them for a safek animal, or a safek if he's chayav with kisui adam. And it says, Nahar Bal'ei Amre, the people of Nahar Bal'ei say, Afilo hichnis afar lachasot bo dam tzipor, even if you pour out in dirt to cover the blood of a bird, mutar lachasot bo tzu'ah, you're even allowed to cover the poop of an animal, of a baby. The reason why they cover the poop of the baby, I guess, is so that the baby wouldn't get dirty with his own excrement.
Yeah,
so they would cover it with all this everything, also take away the smell and everything. I think we'll stop there for today.